News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. More indications that the NBA has a mess on its hands to try and get Donald Sterling out as the owner of the LA Clippers. He may not want to sell. What would his prospects be if he goes to court? Here's Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal.
The NBA commissioner relied on a broad rule that allowed him to enact punishment based on protecting the league's best interest. John Marshall Law Professor Kerry Grebe says Sterling could try to fight this and
bring an antitrust lawsuit
if he were forced to sell the team below market value. But Indiana University Law Professor Gary Roberts says there's no antitrust case here, and if Sterling refuses to sell, the league could go to court to try to force him to turn the asset over to them. But
Donald Sterling is the sole owner of the corporation that owns the Los Angeles Clippers.
Loyola Law Professor Daniel Lazaroff says if owners want him out, he'll probably have to go.
It's real economic damage in terms of loss of sponsorships, fan support, and they are members of an interdependent joint venture.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid wants the NFL to follow the NBA's lead on the issue of racism. The senator says that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell should take action similar to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to get rid of the Washington Redskins name. Redskins owner Dan Snyder says he has no intention of changing. A former nursing home employee was sentenced for stealing from a dementia patient in her care, as we hear from WSAU's Zach Hagenbusher.
34-year-old Crystal Schillinger of Spencer was convicted of using a credit card belonging to a patient at the care facility where she was employed. Judge Greg Potter this week sentenced Schillinger to 30 days in jail with work release privileges, $786 in court costs, and nearly $2,950 in restitution. The complaint claims Schillinger used the victim's money last July to pay utility and veterinary bills. As part of the sentence, Schillinger is ordered not to work in an environment with vulnerable people, such as nursing home patients. Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News.
A man is charged with breaking into the Hatley Library and Senior Center, causing thousands of dollars in the process. It's not clear, though, why 34-year-old Jeremy Kuraz was getting into the building. He got in by removing and pushing through a glass fireplace. He was caught in his car a few blocks away. Police aren't sure if anything was taken, but they say there was extensive damage. Bond's been set at $5,000 on burglary, criminal damage to property, and drug possession charges. A woman charged with transporting a large amount of pot from Colorado to Wisconsin has reached a plea deal. 23-year-old Alicia Clapper pled guilty Wednesday to 3 counts of maintaining a drug trafficking place and 1 count of delivering marijuana. Police arrested Clapper and 25-year-old Aaron Cajales from Greeley, Colorado, in November after a traffic stop and a canine search. Clapper will spend 120 days in jail and 3 years on probation. The other suspect is due in court on May 25th. Canadian-based Domtar Corporation stock is trading much higher after the board of directors announced a stock split. The paper company, which owns Mills and Rothschild and Nakusa, approved the 2-for-1 split this week. Stockholders who own the stock as of June 10th will be able to get the additional share for each share that they own. Several northern Wisconsin and Michigan counties are working on a grant to buy log-hauling rail cars to lure more rail business to the region. Wendy Glenhoff with the Florence County Board chairs the Northwoods Rail Transit Commission. She says one approach is to buy rail cars to haul logs called the Great Lakes Log Car Fleet.
And they would be a dedicated fleet that would work in the northern Wisconsin, upper Michigan, and the forested region over in Minnesota, kind of the Great Lakes forest region, you might say.
She says our logging industry is dependent on those types of rail cars, and there's been very little new investment so far. She says they should hear back on a grant application sometime this summer. The National Transportation Safety Board is headed to Lynchburg, Virginia, to begin its investigation into a train derailment there. No one was killed or injured. More than a dozen tanker cars came off the rails. The incident did cause a spill of thousands of gallons of crude oil into the nearby James River. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Cloudy with a few light showers or drizzle for today, a lot like yesterday, a high of 49, wind becoming northwest around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles still possible with a low down to 38. On Friday, if we're lucky, we could see a few breaks of sun in the morning, then a 50% chance of light showers in the afternoon, a high of 54. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, high once again 54. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
It just seems like forever since we've had a sunny day. We have more cloud cover now. And if showers fire up again, we have real-time weather radar where you can zoom into street level of your neighborhood at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.